So Sylvia, I hear you have 30 handbags and 35 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's a little bit of a sad story if I tell you why I have a lot of bags and shoes.
It's okay, we have time.
Actually, I love to shop. I don't know who what girl doesn't like to shop, and I love shopping. And so basically, but how I ended up with all these shoes is because I broke up and I was sad. And
Okay.
it was like therapy for me to go shopping.
So it was retail therapy.
Exactly. So yeah, I just went crazy shopping. For me, I don't know, I just feel good shopping. And the other thing is I like to travel a lot, and when I'm traveling, then I also buy a lot of stuff. Like the handbags I have, some are traditional looking bags from Vietnam or Cambodia, Thailand. And
Different
it's so cheap.
countries.
That's the thing. Sometimes I go somewhere and I see everything so cheap that I go crazy shopping.
Wow, but do you really need 30 handbags?
I'm a girl. Of course, I need 30
Do
handbags.
you really need 35 pairs of shoes? No. That's quite interesting.
Maybe.
Have you ever worn everything?
No.
You haven't.
No,
Okay.
not yet. And
So
actually, last week I was walking and I saw this store had sale, and I went in, and as an excuse, it was my birthday last week, so I thought, well, I'm far away from home and no one gives me any gifts, so maybe I should give myself some gifts.
okay.
And I almost used my parents' credit card, like, oh, I will just call them and tell them like, hey, happy birthday. But in the end, I ended up paying for the stuff.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So you're a responsible shopaholic.
I'm trying to control it. Actually, before last week, I spent a few months not buying anything,
Okay.
but I couldn't resist the sale.
So you do know that the sales sign is just cheap marketing, right?
No, my God, it was really good sale.
No, I think
Yeah, it
you're
was a
just
good
a sad
sale.
victim of good marketing.
Maybe, but still, I'm happy with what I bought, so.
Okay, well, as long as you're happy, that's good.